Oh, why don't we give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning? He is worthy of our praise. Amen. 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 You know, there are some things in life that you experience along life's roads that you've had that experience and you're not going back. There's some places you've been. There's some places I've been. I'm not going back. I'm not stepping backwards. I'm moving forward. I'm pressing towards the mark. Amen. Not any mark, the mark of the high calling. I'm not going back. Amen. So good to be in the house of the Lord with you. We are going to go to the word of the Lord in Ephesians 1, verse 3, if you'd like to stand. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Are you glad that God has blessed us? Are you glad that you have blessings in your life? You know, there are some places that you're not going to go back to because you've been blessed and you don't have to go back. You might have had your first job at McDonald's, but you're not going to go back to McDonald's now. Well, maybe you will, but you don't have to because you don't want to, right? And if you're working at McDonald's, praise God, you got a job. You're going somewhere. Be thankful. We are blessed. Amen? We are too blessed to stress. Too blessed to stress. Dear Jesus, bless us today as we come to hear your word. Open our minds and our hearts to understanding. Give us a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O Lord. Guide and keep every word that I speak in love and in your will. I ask you, Lord, to touch every man, woman, and child. Anoint upstairs this morning. Fill those children with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues in Jesus' name. Lord, we are too blessed to stress. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm blessed. Amen, amen. We are blessed to be a part of the kingdom of God, of the church, of the living God. Amen. We are blessed. You know, sometimes you just need to remind yourself, hey, I am blessed. I am somebody. I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Yeah, you need to remind yourself. You need to remind Satan. You need to remind your family and your friends, hey, I am a child of the King. It is glorious to be a part of Christ and to have His sanctifying and cleansing word upon us. I'm too blessed to stress. He has clothed us with a beautiful garment of salvation. He has arrayed us with a white robe of righteousness. And the church is full of godly men and women, people who are not perfect, but who are serving a perfect God. We have inconsistencies. We have troubles. We have trials. We have weights like Pastor was talking about this morning. But God will never put on you more than you can bear. You are blessed. You are highly favored. You are somebody. You can make it. You can live for God. Now don't everybody shout at one time. I'll just shout for myself. Hallelujah. I am blessed. Hallelujah. I've been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ and cleansed. I'm not worthy, but He is worthy. Hey, man, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter where you've come from, no matter where you might be going, you are blessed and favored of God. He has given us a love and a peace and a joy. A love marked by giving. Not getting, but giving. It means something when you walk up to someone and say, I'm praying for you, brother. How you doing, sister? I hope you're having a wonderful day. You might not be having the greatest of days, but you can input life and faith and speak into their, you're blessed. You're blessed. Hallelujah. Christ's love makes the church complete. We are the church. We are the body. His word suggests the beauty, and everything He does and says is designed to bring the church to its best, to its best. We are the church. The church does not start here in this building of walls or facility or gathering. The church starts in your home, sir. Ma'am, the church starts in, you are the priest of your household. If you don't open the Word of God, it won't be opened in your house. If you don't pray, no one's going to pray. If you don't fast, no one will fast. We are blessed. It starts with you. It starts with me. It starts in the home. We bring it together as one body. We come together in one mind and one accord. Amen. You've got to understand that we are too blessed to stress. Too blessed to stress. There's too much joy in Jesus for any of us to ever get depressed. Yeah. There's too much peace in the Holy Ghost for you to be fretting about your health or your wealth. There are so many exceeding great and precious promises in the Word of God. And God has given His people everything that we need to be successful. We're too blessed to stress. Look at somebody this morning and say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. If you ever feel that you can't make it, just remember, your purpose is not for the here and now. Your purpose is for the eternal. My treasures are not here and now. I want to make it in glory. I want to walk through those gates and I want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I'm blessed. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. So if I'm a servant, I'm blessed. But if I'm a servant, that means I'm giving. So if I'm giving, that means I'm a servant and I'm blessed to be able to serve. Too blessed to stress. Hallelujah. If you ever feel down, if you ever feel depressed, if you ever feel worthless, if you ever feel like a nobody, if you ever feel like you can't make it, just remember, Christ has risen. Christ has risen on your behalf, for your behalf. He has made you victorious and He has made you an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Somebody has a testimony in your heart this morning because you're an overcomer. You didn't make it here and get here by happenstance. You've been through some stuff. Maybe you're going through some stuff right now, but God Almighty Himself is stepping in on your behalf. Remember, I'm blessed. I'm too blessed to stress. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. Be an overcomer because you can overcome all things with Christ. Amen? So my question is, why are we blessed? Why are we blessed? We are blessed because we are built on a sure foundation. I have any builders in the house? Anybody ever build a structure? Maybe you don't build for a professional, but you've built something at your house. Yeah. You don't start out with the shingles, do you? Well, you got to keep rain off of you. It's cold. You want insulation, but you don't put the shingles on the roof first. You have to have a foundation. You have to have a foundation. Isaiah 28:16, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. I like a sure foundation. A sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. If you look at Psalms 87:1-6, it's talking about that foundation. The first verse declares His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. And Zion, it shall be said, this is verse 5, and Zion, it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when He writeth up the people that this man was born there, Selah. The church was established in the everlasting mountains of God's holiness. As such, it is superior to every other community, every other organization, every other city or
nation. The church is the birthplace of everyone who is born from above. When you come into church and you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, you are rebirthed, and you are birthed through a relationship with God and attending. And that's what happens in a congregation and in a church. So we have to be rebirthed. And when you are born again and of the water and of the Spirit, your name is entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. And what an honor it is to be born in Jerusalem from above and to have a citizenship in the Holy of Holies, and know that, hey, I've got an opportunity now to make it. I've got a way to beat this sin curse that has been put over mankind, and I have a way to make it to glory. The Most High God Himself has established this relationship with you and I. It is our job to maintain and want. You know, you can't have a relationship with somebody who doesn't want to have a relationship. I have a favorite, well, she's not my favorite aunt. It's actually my wife's aunt. She's not my favorite. I have tried to have a relationship with their family. I have been friendly. I have tried to help. I have tried to take care of their children. And nothing I do is right. Even allowed her daughter to move in with me just for a season, her, my wife and I, to go to school for, supposed to be 2 weeks, ended up being 8 weeks. Found out it's going to be another 8 weeks. And I said, that ain't going to happen. Do you know that that relationship has, they won't communicate. They won't, hey, thank you for helping us, allowing our daughter to live rent free in your house, electricity free in your house, food free in your house. But if someone doesn't want to have a relationship is a two-way street. You have to give and get. It's got to be a two-way street. So with our walk with God, you can't just show up when there's trouble, 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 and there's going to be trouble, trouble, trouble. Well, God, I'm going to go to church, and God, if you'll do this, I'll live for you, God, and I'll be at church next Sunday. And then that week, something happens, and you know, trouble goes away. It's like, whew, well, I got busy. I have to go work. You know, God, you understand, you know, that the hours just fell this way. And then trouble, 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 trouble. And you find yourself back in, oh God, help me out of this trouble. It's amazing how fickle we are sometimes as mortal human beings in flesh. But a relationship is a two-way street. Husbands, wives, you're not sitting by your husband and wife because it's just easy. You know, when I was young and little, they said, oh, we're going to get married because we love each other. Well, you try living on love for a while. It takes work. Relationship takes work. It takes give and take. It takes sometimes you come up and say, hey, honey, I was wrong. You were right. Don't tell my wife I said that, okay? She ain't in here. She's upstairs. But you have to say that sometimes. I'm not saying that now. Let's clarify, okay? I am right, but you know. You do. You have to have that relationship of give and take. And it's the same with God. God shed His blood. He knew what you did before you ever did it. He knows what you're going to do before you ever do it. But He still covered you and forgiven you and washed you and made a way for you. Now it's our responsibility to step up and pick up that weight and begin to walk and say, God, whatever it takes, I want to make it. God, whatever you need to do to my life, God, I want to have things work out for the glory and the good of God. I want to make it to heaven. Too blessed to stress. Relationship starts out with a foundation. Hi, how are you? I'm Chris Gidrose. Oh, how are you, Brother Eric? I noticed that fine car you're driving. Woo, if I could fit in one of them. Woo, if I could afford one of them. It starts out with a foundation. There's got to be an exchange. Hey, how are you? Chris Gidrose. Well, Melissa, good to meet you, Sister Melissa. Hey, how are you? I'm good. Am I doing all right today? Oh, okay. How are you? I'm Chris Gidros. Good to meet you, Damon. Hey, how are you? Chris Gidros. Josh Smith. There's a communication. Now, when you pour concrete, you don't just call up the concrete man and say, hey, Mr. Concrete Man, I need some concrete out here. Can you come pour tomorrow? There's got to be some preparation. You gotta turn that ground over. You gotta scrape it off. You gotta put down some things that need to be down on the ground. Make it solid. Make it firm. You gotta put some little white powder on there. You gotta dig some holes and put some steel rebar in there. Have some footings in there. There's a preparation to making a foundation. But once you have a foundation established and you have those footings which are for bearing the weight and the load of that construction building, once you have that down, then you can call Mr. Concrete, hey, come pour some nice concrete for me at $100 or so a yard. Just go ahead and pour it. Make it nice and smooth. But when you get that foundation, when you get that relationship, when you get that sure foundation in your life, then all of a sudden you can begin to build. And the problems and the, you know, they had back in the 1930s in the Depression, I wasn't there, but I love history. They had what was called shanty towns. Anybody from that? No? You don't want to admit it? Anybody remember your parents going through the 30s? My grandparents, my grandma, till the day she died, she would tie a string on her finger to help her remember. And if she had a piece of string that long, she would not throw it away because she lived and grew up through the Depression. And I might could use that someday. Yeah. Her foundation, your foundation, you have to build it strong. You've got to be on a sure foundation. So whenever you get that sure foundation, that's why in Bible study when I start, we start out, hey, you first got to believe that there is a God. And you got to believe that He is real and that this Word is His Word. If you don't believe that, then we're wasting our time. There's got to be a foundation of truth and what is truth. Not my Word, not my way, not your way, not your Word, but His way and His Word. So we build that foundation. Then we can begin to clear off all of that stuff in order to build that foundation. Get all that old stuff out. All that old baggage out. And you begin to build that foundation. Now watch this. You build that foundation. And it's an honor. It's an honor to be a part of the kingdom of God. It's a blessing. I'm too blessed to stress. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, folks, we have it made. We don't even realize how blessed we are. I have preached in foreign countries. I have preached in third world countries. They took me in Tijuana. You don't have to go far. Just go to Tijuana. Literally, cardboard boxes, trash pot, a mountain of trash, and you'd see little lights shining. They would take tires and stack them up and put a piece of tarp or whatever they could find over it. That was their roof. Living on the top and the side of a pile of trash. In Greece, all nations conference, literally hundreds of people walking to church. Who'd like to walk to church in the rain and the wet and the cold? Oh, I'll just stay in this morning, God, you know. That's what we do. But not there because they're desperate. They're hungry. We're too blessed to stress. We've been blessed way too much to get down and out about our simple little problems. You know, we make our issues and our problems a mountain in our life. When really we ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for letting me be born in a country that I have the freedom still at this point. Who knows for the future, but I have the freedom right now that I can come to an assembly like this and have worship and praise the God of gods and the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I have the opportunity to tell somebody, hey, I'm Chris Gidros. Do you know what the Lord's done for me? Relationship. It takes relationship, and God has given us and made this possible. He's established this type of relationship with us, and when He begins to write.